And before we get started, I want to mention something I neglected to state in the morning session having to do with our consent agenda, that we adopt the consent agenda. That said, it's official. We now are on our court facilities location of New Inyo County Courthouse. This is an action item. And we have with us Judge Lamb from the Superior Court of Inyo. Welcome. As well as Lee Willoughby, Bob Emerson, and Kelly Quinn. Welcome. Thank you. And we can proceed.
Thank you, Chief. You know, siting of these new courthouses is among the most difficult phases. It's almost, once you get into design and construction, those are almost the fun parts. And, you know, it used to be construction was the toughest part, but now design and construction seem to go easier. They're much more predictable phases. So you even heard today from the San Benito and the other court that the site, Yolo County, site acquisitions are tough. They're difficult. Some cases we have to assemble a lot of parcels, like in Redding. But this has been, here at Inyo, one of our more difficult ones. So we are here today to present to the council to recommend that the Inyo project be located in Bishop, and this presentation will be made to toward that end. Thank you. And Kelly Quinn will now continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. This map shows you where Inyo County is located in our great state. It's a vast, sparsely populated county. The trivia that I love is it's got the highest point in the continental United States, Mount Whitney, and the lowest point, Badwater in Death Valley. Over the years, I've had an opportunity to visit Inyo County several times, and I just want to say that I've come to know and respect both the judges, Judge Lamb here and Judge Stout, and the small court staff that works tirelessly to provide court services in the third largest county in area in the United States. The project in Inyo is one of the 41 projects selected by the council to be funded by SB 1407. Funding for land acquisition in the first design phase was approved in November, and staff proceeded to develop site criteria and visit sites in the Independence area in January of 2010. During this process, a couple key questions were raised. Should the project be located in the county seat or in the county's population center? And given limited funds, what is the best use of funds for a new courthouse in this county? The council foresaw that site selections could be controversial due to the importance of these courthouses in our communities, and you heard about that today. The site policy adopted in 2009 outlines each aspect of this process. It sets forth goals and principles, the roles of the participants, site criteria, and how controversial selection should be handled. This is the first trial court controversial site selection that this body has handled. So let me just quickly review what the policy says about how controversial site selections should be handled. So first, what is controversial? It's defined in the policy fairly broadly. These controversial selections can be raised by AOC staff, project advisory group members, the court, local or regional jurisdictions, members of the public or private business entities. Aspects of a controversial site selection can be related to site criteria, cost, location, environmental impacts, or any other feature. The policy outlines a process for resolving a controversial site selection. It states that these selections that the administrative director of the courts or the executive and planning committee determine are controversial shall be referred to the council for decision. Staff reviewed with the administrative director of the courts the local controversy over where to locate the Inyo project. He determined the siting is controversial and should be referred to the council for decision. And here's the controversy. Independence, which is the county seat, as I mentioned, and the historic home to the main courthouse, and the Bishop area is the other side of the story, the county's population center. So briefly, let me just tell you a little bit about the facilities there in each location. Independence, which has a population between 600 and 700, is now served by three courtrooms and limited space in two separate buildings. The main courthouse has two courtrooms. It is one of our few National Historic Register courthouses in California. It's the most monumental and important building in the county. The court shares this building with the County of Inyo, which holds title to the property. The leased building, which you see located there, I believe is a former church, is the only accessible courtroom in the county. Together, they provide very little space, only 7,400 square feet, and neither of these buildings provide safe or adequate facilities for the court or for the public. Bishop is located about 42 miles north of Independence. It's in a former leased school, one courtroom. It's owned by the city of Bishop. And like Independence, it has a lot of safety and security problems. I think the technical term that the mayor of San Bernardino used was, it sucks. This is one of our other poster child courthouses in California. In fact, all the facilities in Inyo County really are poster child courthouses. Now, let me describe a little bit more about the geography and the demographics of this county. This map, by the way, is on page 4 of the Review of Location Options report, which is attachment A to your council report. There's only one north-south route, if you can make it out here on this slide, of Highway 395 in the county. It's the yellow ribbon along the western border. Most of the county's population lives along 395, and if you live in Southern California and you ski in Mammoth, you have probably driven on 395. Death Valley National Park is the area shown in green there, very sparsely populated. The western county boundary is the Sierra Nevada Divide, hence Mount Whitney. And the area directly west of 395 is marked by very steep inclines. It's the steep face of the eastern side of the Sierra Nevada. Very beautiful area. For the purposes of our analysis, the blue dotted line there divides the county into the northern piece, which is the Bishop area, and the southern piece, which we refer to as the Independence area. Almost 80% of the population lives in the northern area, and the vast the southern area, which is quite large, as you see, is where about 20% of the population lives. The court is very challenged to meet the needs of its clientele, partly due to the vast area of the county, but also due to the limitations I referred to with the existing court facilities. Two judges and one additional judicial officer spend time in both Bishop and Independence to provide court services in this large county. Space limitations limit what the court can provide in both locations, however, and the historic and consistent practice of the court is to accept civil, family, probate, and juvenile filings in Independence because space limitations in Bishop prevent the court from being able to help the often self-represented litigants in these cases file complex court documents. 50% or more of the court's jury trials, however, are held in Independence due to the constraints of having only one courtroom in Bishop. All in-custody criminal matters are also held in Independence due to proximity to the county jail. So next, I'll review the criteria that we laid out in our report and give you a highlight of each of those. The first criteria, and perhaps the most important, is access to court justice and access to court services. We looked at population distribution, which I've mentioned, and we also looked at where residents work and where cases, case filings originate. As you would expect, most people work in Bishop, and most court business originates from Bishop as well, with approximately three-quarters of all criminal and civil filings coming out of the Bishop area. Locating the Inyo project in the Bishop area would expand court services where the majority of Inyo County residents live and work. While the vast majority of case filings originate in the Bishop area, it is served by only one of the four courtrooms and only 37% of the court space. Second, we looked at what is the best long-term location given probable land use development for housing. Significant future development in Inyo County is constrained for several reasons, including limited availability of private land for development. 92% of the land is owned by the federal government. There are other physical constraints, and there's just a population that's not growing. This map shows in green the federal land ownership in Inyo County. It's pretty striking. It is very likely that Bishop will remain the population center of the county for many, many decades. Third, we looked at where social service agencies are located. And as the slide shows, all county justice partners and social service agencies have offices in Bishop, and all of the county's practicing attorneys have offices only in the Bishop area. We then looked at where, at the issue of convenience for jurors, and Bishop is where the jurors live. With only one courtroom now, the court cannot schedule long jury trials in Bishop because it would slow the resolution of civil and family matters. If the project is located in Bishop, there would be space for a second courtroom, allowing the court to hold more jury trials where the jurors live. Fifth, we looked at the county's transportation infrastructure. I've described the one main highway serving the county. Public transportation is also limited, and it's also quite expensive. Expanding court services in Bishop would reduce the number of round trips along Highway 395 for Inyo County residents. The next criteria we looked at was local preferences. We've heard a lot of comments from the community. The court held a series of meetings, and the comments that were expressed were heard really loud and clear by both the court and the AOC, which is really primarily why we recommended that Bill look at this issue and that he then recommended it be taken to the council. We decided to develop our draft report. We posted it for a six-week comment period, really to ensure there was adequate time for all Inyo County residents to submit comments, either through email or through good old regular mail, the old-fashioned way. I want to note that we received 51 comments. They are mixed. Judge Lamb will review a little bit more about the two opposing views in a moment, but I'll give you a brief summary. 28 comments cited a preference for independence. Many of these comments reflect the long tradition of having the county seat be home to the county's main courthouse. Many comments express a deep concern that if the new courthouse is built in Bishop, the town of Independence will wither. Many comments also express a concern that if the new courthouse is built in Bishop, the court will no longer hold any judicial proceedings there, a fear that the court would essentially abandon the town. I think all the council members also received this morning an email that came in just last night, also expressing these similar concerns about the court being moved to Bishop. Or the new courthouse being cited in Bishop. 23 comments concur with the AOC recommendation, agreeing that the project should be located in Bishop to expand court services from only one to two courtrooms and provide adequate court services in close proximity to the county population. The last criteria we looked at was history and tradition, and we recognize that locating the Inyo project in Bishop is a departure from history and tradition embodied in previous plans, both by the county and the state, to replace the historic Independence Courthouse with a new building. I now ask Presiding Judge Lamb to provide you a better understanding of both the pro-independence and pro-Bishop points of view on this matter, and discuss the court's commitment to provide full court services in Independence should the council accept the recommended location for the court.
Chief Justice, honorable members of the Judicial Council, as has been stated, I'm Brian Lamb. I'm the presiding judge of the Inyo County Superior Court. We're a two-judge court. My colleague and assistant presiding judge, Judge Dean Stout, I'm certain would ask me to convey my respects to this body at the occasion of this meeting. The merits of the controversy and of the issues presented are comprehensively examined and set forth in the AOC analysis that you've received. Given the absolute dollar amount that we're talking about, a $30 million courthouse, which is not a trivial sum, but in light of your $6 billion courthouse funding program, the amount of time and energy that the AOC staff, Mr. Willoughby, Kelly Quinn, Sheila Calabro at our regional office, at having a process that addressed this controversy in a methodical way and reexamined both the factual and policy considerations relevant to this decision has really been remarkable, and I want to acknowledge that the time and energy that they've committed to this project has really been outsized, and we appreciate it. As you know, the relevant statutes vest in the Judicial Council and derivatively in the AOC in citing courthouse locations. You have to be satisfied that this is the long-term decision that makes the best sense in terms of serving the constituents of the state. And I think the policy considerations and factual information are all set out. Judge Stout and I, myself and the our court were diligent in trying to make sure that the AOC had the factual information, the census information, the court statistics that fully informed the decision about where the new courthouse should go. Frankly, this has been a difficult process for me and Judge Stout and for the court. We're a small county. I was elected and reelected. These people who disagree with this decision are citizens whose views I respect and who I personally think are conscientious and well-intentioned. At the same time, a serious decision has to be made. We have the population of the Bishop area that is 80% of the population. And if the AOC recommendation is followed, we will be able to have court facilities in both Independence and in Bishop to fully serve the populations both north and south. If we build a new courthouse in Independence, we will be able to fully serve the population in the South County, but the population in the North County for certain services will continue to need to travel 40 miles or more to Independence to file and to have heard certain kinds of actions. Those are the consequences. A lot of the opposition, understandably, it's hard to inform people about all the consequences of this proposal. A lot of people came to the conclusion that if the new courthouse was built in Bishop, that we would reduce or eliminate services at the county seat in Independence. Our commitment and our operations are to continue to fully serve the South County through the Independence Courthouse. And if the new courthouse is built in Bishop, then we'll be able to extend that commitment of full service to the Bishop area as well. In addition, the Independence being the county seat and the location of the county jail is our commitment and planning to continue to do all in-custody criminal proceedings in the absence of extraordinary good cause to the contrary, to conduct those proceedings, preliminary hearings, settlement conferences, jury trials at the historic courthouse in Independence. Also, jury trials arising out of matters or disputes that arise in the South County would normally be set for jury trial in the Independence Courthouse. So I just wanted to reiterate that I, you know, respect the views of people who have expressed an opposition. Some of that opposition is based on just a view that the principal or finest courthouse should be located in the county seat. And that's an issue that I think that you can evaluate as well as anyone. we're at a point now where this comprehensive reexamination by the AOC, by the court, and by the community, I think was necessary. It's been constructive, but it has introduced significant delay in our getting from the point of funding for this critically needed courthouse to the point of starting with site selection, design, and construction. So as a bottom line, on behalf of the court, I'm urging the Judicial Council today to take action on the AOC recommendation so that we can get started with siting and building a new courthouse to meet the needs of the people that we serve in Inyo County. Thank you, Chief Justice.
Thank you, Judge Lamb.
Thank you, Judge Lamb. So in closing, the Administrative Office of the Courts recommends that the Judicial Council determine that the new Inyo County Courthouse be located in the Bishop area and direct staff to proceed with selection and acquisition of a site in accordance with this determination. And that concludes our presentation.
Thank you, Lee. Are there any questions or discussions?
Just one question.
Yes.
Well, just so I make sure I understand, Judge Lamb, if a new facility is built in Bishop, the Independence Courthouse will remain in operation and you'll continue to serve the community there?
That's correct. Our plans and, frankly, our staffing level will be largely unchanged for the Independence Courthouse. It will continue to be a full-service courthouse, hearing and deciding all nature of criminal, civil, and other judicial proceedings arising out of disputes or persons living in the South County.
All right. I would move approval of the AOC recommendation.
Second.
Second by Judge Pines. Judge O'Malley?
And it's my understanding that you would also have a facility that would be modified or built next to the jail, so that there would be some facility. Is that correct? Or
That is possible with some other funds that we have available, yes.
And that would help facilitate in-custody matters as well, not so much transportation and those sorts of things. And Judge Lamb, you know, is that something that you're hopeful for in the future that would help also?
Yes. If the new courthouse is built in Bishop, we're still going to be looking at trying to use other funds available to improve our facilities in Independence. Right now, the jail is a little bit of distance from the courthouse, and so people are transported by vehicle. We're looking at proposals to build a facility closer to or adjacent to the jail that would allow some or all of those in custody proceedings to be conducted in a more safe environment and reduce the county's transportation costs.
Justice Miller?
In following up on that, I take it there isn't a plan to move the jail to Bishop or to move a facility to Bishop where you would then do in-custody hearings as opposed to Independence?
There's no plan or funding to do that. It would be our intention to do the in-custody proceedings, again, in the absence of extraordinary good cause to the contrary, to follow our current practice of doing those proceedings in Independence where the county jail is located, to reduce transportation costs and also security risk in transporting prisoners to another courthouse.
And that's the procedure now, that those hearings are done in Independence.
The criminal in-custody cases are heard in Independence, and that would continue to be our practice, irrespective of where the new courthouse is built.
All right. Thank you.
Miriam?
Are there or would the plan be to have juvenile and family courts in both locations?
Yes. That is, historically, the juvenile and family were in the jurisdiction of the Superior Court, and so that's why currently we only accept filings, and we principally conduct proceedings in those kinds of cases in the historic Superior Court in Independence. If we have the new courthouse in Bishop, those proceedings, both filings and proceedings, could be conducted both north and south based on where the family is located or the witnesses are located, other issues of convenience.
And what about delinquency proceedings? Would that include both dependency and delinquency proceedings?
That's correct.
Okay. I just wanted to add, these are never easy decisions, obviously, but having seen the toll it takes on families to travel great distance to court, I think the wisdom of putting the court where the access to the users is going to be most valuable, especially for families that are struggling, for children that are otherwise dealing with stress, for children not to have to be missing hours of school simply to get to and from court. We've committed ourselves as a body to the importance of children coming to court, especially in dependency cases. And I think for those sorts of situations, the added challenge it places on families who are already coping with so much to deal with the transportation to an area that isn't convenient for justice to be dispensed is really a concern. So I applaud both the struggle that you have had to go through and kind of the wisdom in where you've come out in this.
Judge Land, I was wondering if the law enforcement had a position, if the police department and Bishop or the sheriff had a position as to where the courthouse should go.
Yeah, and unfortunately I can't remember if it's a retired police chief or retired deputy police chief. I don't have all 51 comments memorized, but we did get a comment in from somebody like that who supports the Bishop location.
Kim.
I just had a question. I think early in your presentation you talked about security inadequacies at the Independence Courthouse, which is where you would be hearing most of the in-custody matters. So are there things that can be done to physical security there that would make it more safe going forward? Is AOC looking at some security upgrades in that facility?
If I can answer first, the security situation in Independence is not ideal. That courthouse was built in 1921, and so we don't have any holding facilities. Prisoners are transported by vehicle from the jail. They're walked through the public areas into the courtroom, and so that's not good. Okay, we have funds, and there may be access to other funds to do security improvements. The decision about where the new courthouse was going to be built needed to be made before we apply funds, because it wouldn't make a lot of sense to spend a lot of money on the historic courthouse to improve security and then just build a new courthouse there, leaving no funds to improve facilities in Bishop. So as we addressed with Judge O'Malley, if the new courthouse is built in Bishop, then our view is that other funds that are available to the court for courthouse improvements or modifications, we're going to be looking at Independence to see whether we can come up with either a new facility or improve the existing facilities to improve security, especially with respect to in-custody matters.
Great. Thank you.
Harry.
Thank you, Chief. Judge Lamb, I wondered, we've talked about the in-custody trials being in the Independence Courthouse. Does that courthouse presently also hear out-of-custody trials?
Yes. As Ms. Quinn indicated, more than half of our trials are conducted in the Independence Courthouse. We only have one courtroom in Bishop, and so we only do trials there that we think can be heard and decided in 2 days. So any domestic violence trial arising in Bishop will be heard in Independence, even if the defendant's out of custody.
But at least some of the out of custody, well, let me ask, is it your anticipation that some out of custody trials that otherwise would have been heard in Independence will, once the new facility is built, then be heard in Bishop?
Yes.
Okay.
So there would be, I mean, in terms of effects of proceedings that are conducted, some proceedings that are now conducted of necessity in Independence, as opposed to that's the best location for it, would be able to be conducted in Bishop, including some out-of-custody jury trials, some civil jury trials, any jury trial that we estimate would take more than 2 days to decide.
So will the facility in Independence for the foreseeable future be used the same as it is now, utilized the same as it is now, or will that utilization drop off once the court is built in Bishop?
We anticipate that the services that we provide in Independence would be the same. And it's really hard to estimate in a small county. Things go up and down. But certain some proceedings, including some jury trials that are now heard in Independence just because of necessity, would be heard in Bishop. And so that would reduce, to that extent, the judicial business that's conducted down there.
To some extent, your your agenda item coming after the agenda item we heard earlier today, where we heard from Mayor, former Judge Morris in San Bernardino, who said how profoundly in some ways the lack of a courthouse or court facilities can affect municipal area, I think has engendered some of the questions that we have here today, because there is some weight to the idea that if slowly over time the facility in Independence is not used or not used to some reasonable capacity, that it will wither and die, and there will be that kind of effect. I take it you don't anticipate that, at least at this point.
I think that's a serious consideration, and I think that the people that present those issues are acting in good faith and are well-intentioned. The legal environment is different than when I was even called to the bar. That is, the ability that we have to have lawyers intermediate between parties and the court so that it doesn't really matter where the courthouse is, because the attorney will take your case to the decision maker. That's not the world that I live in now. The cases that I'm deciding involve families where the parties are impecunious. They don't have a car. Their witnesses are their family members who live and work in their neighborhood. And when they tell me I can't bring a witness to court because they can't take off half a day from work and travel 40 miles to the county seat to come and testify in my child custody proceeding, then I wonder whether the quality of my adjudication is being affected by my decision about where I'm forcing them to have a hearing. The essence of my role as a trial judge is to get the disputants, the witnesses, and the finders of fact in a room where we can listen to each other and make a decision based on the facts and the law. And more that requires us to move our room to where the people live, as opposed to saying, you get yourself to where it's convenient for us to be. And that's the crux of this issue, is that is it fair to say, for reasons of history or policy, that we're going to place the court in the historic center of government and discount the consequences on the people whose decisions we have to make. And that's a fair discussion.
Thank you, Judge Lamb. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Judge Kaufman, Ira.
In view of our discussion yesterday about the three small rural courts, Alan, that's small, okay, the problem presented to many small rural counties, they're so large geographically, and we have large spaces and small populations, and we have to do it differently. Instead of saying to everybody, you come to the court in this central location, we have to provide access to justice. And it's expensive. It is very expensive. But we still have that obligation. And that's, I think, what Judge Lamb is saying. And I've tried to find Judge Lamb and Judge Stout at many times for phone calls, and I'm calling Independence or Bishop, and it's they're going back and forth, because when they say we still intend to maintain Independence, that means one of them is traveling.
That's right.
And so it's the burden is on the court as opposed to the burden on the litigants. And I think that's impressive.
I think we've heard today some serious considerations on both sides of where the courthouse should be located, whether Independence or Bishop. And it's clear to me by the comments from my colleagues that it's a matter that weighs heavily. We understand the significance. We understand it's a difficult decision. And we understand that the community is looking to this body to make this decision to go forward. And I appreciate many of the eloquent comments of Judge Lamb in talking about practice and jurisprudence in Inyo. And so currently, with that background and this material we've all reviewed in our binders, if the discussion has ended on this matter and we're prepared to vote, then I would restate the recommendation. That is, all in favor of a recommendation that the Judicial Council of the Judicial Council that we determine that the new Inyo County Courthouse be located in the Bishop area, with a direction to staff to proceed with selection and acquisition of a site in accordance with this determination. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Matter passes unanimously. Thank you. This was very interesting. I appreciate all the work.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.